Say you get a nasty cold you just can't shake, or your child screams for days with an ear infection. What do? You go to the doctor, you hope for a prescription for antibiotics, and you probably get one. Since the discovery of penicillin almost 90 years ago, antibiotics have been a kind of wonder drug, giving humanity the upper hand in the endless war against harmful bacteria. But lately, medical science has been opening its eyes to the hidden costs of antibiotic overuse. Yes, there are those drug-resistant superbugs to worry about, but Kerry Goldberg, co-host of WBUR's Common Health blog, has also been looking at the work of Dr. Martin Blaser. In his new book, Missing Microbes: How the Overuse of Antibiotics is Fueling Our Modern Plagues, Blaser says antibiotics may play a role in the rise of major health problems such as asthma, allergies, and obesity because of the drug's effects on the human microbiome. And Kerry joins us now. Great to see you.
You too, Magnet.
Before we get into the specifics of Dr. Blaser's book, why don't you just remind everyone that when we're talking about the human microbiome, what exactly are we referring to?
Our bodies are basically ecosystems for bacteria. So like 90% of our cells are non-human. We've each got maybe 10,000 distinct species of bacteria in us. And a great many of these are good bugs. We need them for our health. And so it's a concern if some of them get wiped out by, say, antibiotics.
Okay. And so in Dr. Blaser's book, which is titled Missing Microbes, what's the thing that struck you the most?
So what struck me was his central argument, which is that for decades we've thought that antibiotics are these amazing miracle drugs, that they're just good for us, they keep us alive, and we weren't really focusing on the downside. And now the downside is becoming ever more evident, that not only are there these superbugs that are resistant to antibiotics, but the book documents all these links, possible links, with many of our widespread health problems, with obesity, with asthma, with allergies, with diabetes. So we're at a difficult crux point where we're starting to understand what may be the problem with overusing antibiotics, although it's hard still to translate that into practice.
Well, yeah. Kerry, hang on for just a second, because of course in the studio we have Dr. Martin Blaser himself. He's the director of the Human Microbiome Program at New York University, and his book is titled Missing Microbes: How the Overuse of Antibiotics is Fueling Our Modern Plagues. Dr. Blaser, welcome to you.
Great to be here.
How widespread is the use of antibiotics now?
So in 2010, we Americans used them 258 million times. That's how many prescriptions there were. That's 5 prescriptions for every 6 people in the United States. And this has been going on year after year.
And how does that compare to antibiotic use in the rest of the world?
So in China, it's estimated that they're using 2 to 4 times as much antibiotics as we are.
But isn't one of the natural sort of arguments in favor of that, that there are many places in this world where only recently the infrastructure has developed, medical technology has developed, and quite frankly, the ability to deliver antibiotics has developed to the point where people deserve to have that kind of treatment, such that they're fighting, you know, bacterial infections that could otherwise kill them, that we haven't had to deal with for some time, say, in the United States.
So that's the conventional argument. But I want to point out that the Swedes are just as healthy as we are. They're only using 40% of our antibiotics. That implies that 60% of the antibiotics that we're using are unnecessary.
So let's talk a little bit more about the cost, the potential cost of all this rampant antibiotic use. Because in your book, Missing Microbes, you refer to what Kerry hinted to earlier, and you call them modern plagues: obesity, childhood diabetes, asthma, hay fever, food allergies. How strong is the evidence that use of antibiotics or disturbance of the human microbiome is contributing to the rise of these very complex diseases?
Yeah, so that's a very important question. I'm mostly focused on the diseases that have risen dramatically since World War II, which is when antibiotics have come on the scene. Let's say you take 10 diseases. Either they have 10 different causes, or there may be one underlying factor that's fueling them all. I've been very much focused on obesity because we've already known for 70 years that farmers feed antibiotics to farm animals to fatten them up. And so we've been conducting experiments in mice where if we give mice antibiotics, we're fattening them up also.
Hmm. So there does seem to be some correlation there, at least.
There's a broad swath of work now going on in laboratories all over the world that are supporting this idea that changes in our microbiome are fueling the rise of these diseases.
Right. And so, Meghna, this brings us to another question I had for Dr. Blaser, which was, I buy your hypothesis that we need to bolster our good bacteria. But I wish we knew better how. Like, we remain skeptical about probiotics, right? What can we do? What can we actually do aside from avoid unnecessary antibiotics?
Well, it's interesting because the public has embraced the concept of probiotics. You go to the health food store, the drug store, the grocery, there are shelves after shelves of, quote, probiotics, except that we don't really know what they're doing. They're largely safe. They've largely been untested. But I think there will be probiotics in the future that will be based on science. We're not there yet, but that's the future.
Well, actually, this brings me to what I think is probably the hardest question for Dr. Blaser, which is, I absolutely buy the argument that there is a cost to antibiotics. It makes me much more reluctant to give my child antibiotics. At the same time, when you've had a screaming baby for a few days and you're terrified and you go into your doctor and your doctor says, oh, don't worry, it's a virus, that's a fairly hard situation.
That's a great example that you bring up. What I want is for doctors to have more time to be a little better paid for those primary care visits of kids so that they will carefully examine a child and see, does this child need an antibiotic or not? And so when your child doesn't get an antibiotic, rather than feeling deprived, you should be happy.
So this brings up some core issues in American healthcare overall, time
Many
and
cores.
Money. As a final question, Dr. Blaser, let me ask you. You recently testified before Congress about the need for better and stronger antibiotics. That seems to sort of be in opposition of everything we've talked about just now. So what did you tell them and why?
It is not in opposition. Because of the overuse of antibiotics, we have gotten more and more antibiotic resistance. It is a paradox because on the one hand, we need to be more careful and cautious about antibiotic use, but we want to have those great antibiotics on the shelf so that when somebody gets seriously ill, we have something to treat them with. Both of these problems are stemming from the overuse of antibiotics. I also think that the whole design of antibiotics in the past has been toward developing broad-spectrum antibiotics, and we have to develop narrow-spectrum antibiotics so that when a child comes into the doctor, they can do a diagnostic test and say, this is a virus, this is due to a bacteria, and if it's due to a bacteria, it's bacteria A, B, C, or D, and we're going to pull the narrow-spectrum antibiotic off the shelf for bacteria C. And I think that's what the medicine in the future is going to be. We have to do a lot of research to get there, and that's going to take our tax dollars. But that is a good use of our tax dollars because we can pay now or we can pay later in the clinic.
Well, Dr. Martin Blaser is director of the Human Microbiome Program at New York University. His book is Missing Microbes: How the Overuse of Antibiotics is Fueling Our Modern Plagues. Dr. Blaser, it was very fascinating to speak with you. Thank you so much.
My pleasure to be here.
And Carrie Goldberg, co-host of WBUR's Common Health blog. Thanks as always, Carrie.
You're welcome.
You can find the link to Carrie's latest post on this subject at commonhealth.wbur.org.
Stay with us. Coming up, brilliant innovation and rockets sent men to the moon, but so did an extensive marketing campaign by the government, business, and the press. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.